بسم الله.
The Mechaber brings down in the Rechaim Sim Tuchuv Beis as when we daven Shmon Esre, we say Yalav Yuvan Rosh Chodesh. We say Sai B'Mariv, B'Shachris, B'Mincha. The Chatchila we have to say Yalav Yuvan in all Tfilis. Why is we don't say Yalav Yuvan? Then we come to the Chilik between the Tfilis and between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that if we don't say B'Mariv, we don't have to repeat Shmon Esre. If we don't say B'Shachris or B'Mincha, we do have to repeat Shmon Esre. Says the Mechaber, that's lav dafke the first night of Rosh Chodesh, even the second night of Rosh Chodesh. We have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and even if it's the second night of Rosh Chodesh, when we don't say, if somebody forgets Yalav Yuvan in the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to repeat Shmon Esre. And the Svura says the Mechaber, the Fisha Ein Mekachin Belayla. The halacha was Rosh Chodesh was only when the Bezdin used to say, after the two Eidim came to Yerushalayim, used to say Mekiddush Mekiddush, and the halacha was you cannot be Mekadosh B'Yom. So therefore, by night, he could never be Rosh Chodesh yet. So he could never be Rosh Chodesh yet. So it wasn't ma'akev to say Yalav Yuvan, to mention Rosh Chodesh at night was something which isn't ma'akev because of Rosh based on Mikdash HaYakayim, there never was a Rosh Chodesh at night. And therefore says the Mishnah Berurah explains the second night is exactly the same. The whole reason why there's 2 nights Rosh Chodesh is as fake at the Yayimah. Nowadays, Hill made a liach, so therefore we have to make 1 day and 2 days of Mule and Chusa and Mule and Chusa in order that the year gets balanced out properly. But b'shas the Eidim used to come to Yerushalayim, if they got there still on Yom Lamed, then they said they saw the Levunas, the Bezdin used to make Mekiddush HaChodesh, and therefore Yom Lamed turned into Yom Aleph. If they never got there on Yom Lamed, or there were no Eidim, or nobody saw the Levuna, so the Bezdin automatically, Yom Lamed stayed from the previous month, and the next day became Aleph. Therefore Yom Lamed Aleph became an Aleph. So therefore we travel those 2 days, but there is no such a thing as having 2 days really Rosh Chodesh. So therefore the reason why we keep two is to make the liach work, but always at night it has the same din, we don't have to repeat Shmon Esre because Ein Mekadshin B'Laila. What happens if it was by day? But day we said we have to repeat. Where do you have to be in Shmon Esre not to have to repeat at night? Once you've said Burech Ato Hashem, before even you say the word Amach Zesh Chinus L'Tzion, once you said the word Shem Hashem in the end of Ritzei, if it was at night, you carry on, and you don't say anything else, you carry on Shmon Esre. You don't say L'Avdei Nechikecha, you don't say anything else, you carry on as if it was, and you just carry on Shmon Esre. If it was by day, and by day, the person forgot to say Yalav Yuvan, there's four different places where it's a different halucha. If he remembers when he says, Burech Ato Hashem, says in Mishnah Berurah, he has to carry on saying L'Avdei Nechikecha, which is a pusik in Tehillim, and then he's still theoretically in the middle of Ritzei, he just added in this pusik in Tehillim, Burech Ato Hashem L'Avdei Nechikecha, and then he says Yalav Yuvan, and then he starts again, L'Sechazenu Inayim Shubcha L'Tzim Rachmeh. That's the first stage. The person forgot Yalav Yuvan, you remember, he says Burech Ato Hashem, whoops, it's Yalav Yuvan, I forgot to say Yalav Yuvan Rosh Chodesh. Well, the same thing will be for Yom Tov. Then he goes back and he says L'Avdei Nechikecha, he says Yalav Yuvan, and he starts again with L'Sechazenu. If you remember that you said the word Hamachzeh Shechnusay, the pusik in Tehillim won't make any sense anymore. Zamachzeh Shechnusay L'Tzion. He says Yalav Yuvan right where he is. Kenu Kilev Seni Yalav Yuvan, and when he finishes Yalav Yuvan, he says straight away Moedim. Means it comes out we say Yalav Yuvan in between the two bruchas. After Birchas Ritzei, before Birchas Moedim, we stop. We say Yalav Yuvan and we carry on. One's got to be careful. If that happens, the regilus of a person's solution is when you finish Yalav Yuvan, you straight away say Zechzenu. So you've got to remember not to slip up twice. Yeah? Not once he slipped up and he forgot Yalav Yuvan, and therefore he's gone after Mashmash and he starts Yalav Yuvan. Now whoops, he says Zechzenu again. It doesn't fit in the Shmon Esre. So you've got to keep careful to at the end of Yalav Yuvan to start saying Moedim. That is the second place. If he's passed out, he said the word Moedim, and he started already Birchas Moedim, he has to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. He goes back to the beginning of Ritzei, Ala Saita, says Ritzei, Ala Yuvan, Ritzei Chazan, he carries on Shmon Esre till the end. That is from when he said the word Moedim until he gets to the end of Shmon Esre, as long as he hasn't finished Shmon Esre. Somebody says Tachaninim, which our minhag is we say Lekai Netzor, which is Tachaninim. Therefore, even in the middle of Lekai Netzor, even if a person already said the first year Ritzei after Sim Shulam, And since it's still in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he's still in the middle of saying Tachaninim, it's not cold as it's finished Shmoneh Esrei, and he still can go back to Ritzei, and he can be misaken, putting the Aleph Yuvah where he was up to. That's until he gets right to the very end. Once it's Oikir Raglov, once he step back 3 steps in Oysa Shulam, it's too late. Job is over, he has to start again Shmoneh Esrei from the very beginning. And even before he steps back Oysa Shulam, once it's finished, the last year, the roots in Hashem Tziri V'Goyali, even if he hasn't physically taken the 3 steps back, since his CM Loi Metachaninim, he's already got to a stage that's considered finished Shmoneh Esrei. So it won't help if the person behind him hadn't finished Shmoneh Esrei, therefore he's waiting to go back Oysa Shulam, it won't help him anymore. He's finished Shmoneh Esrei, he has to start davening again from the beginning. So as long as, even if he said the first year of Ritzin, as long as he's still in the middle of saying Tachaninim, he still wants to say Lekayin, it's sorry, he's still in the middle of saying Tachaninim, he's not called, he's finished Shmoneh Esrei yet. Then he's still back, go back to Ritzin. So once he's finished,
you can answer.
Right, even if you can answer, because it's got this hinged in as the middle of Brichas Krishma, you can answer certain things. But he's still not seeing Lekayin with Tachaninim, he's not being mastered from things, you can go back to Ritzin. Let's get through a different thing. That is the Shtaychik Hanurich. This then is the same thing by Rosh Chodesh, Shachris and Mincha, and the same thing will be on Chol HaMoed, or Yom Tov. It's not the same normal Nisuch, but the same will be Yom Tov. Yom Tov, we don't say Yalav Yuvoy in Ritzei, right? We're going to say Yalav Yuvoy in the middle of Brucha. But Nef was not normally Shaykh, Bechlal, the whole thing of forgetting. There, the forgetting will only be if somebody said Bechlal or Rong Shmoneh Esrei, which is a complete different Shalah. But in Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, the person has to, all these halachos will be the same. The only difference will be that on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, Ma'ariv is also Ma'akiv, and Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv is not Ma'akiv. Because of this extra witness of A Makadshin Belayla. We're not Makadshin Rosh Chodesh Belayla. Now let's go through a couple of other things and see what's going on. What's the person has a Sufik? Finish Menasser, or middle Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know. I don't know if I said Yalav Yuvoy. Why did you think he said Yalav Yuvoy? Yeah, because the Chazan backed out Yalav Yuvoy the Gaber, and because the person next to him and behind him in front of him said loud Yalav Yuvoy in the middle Shmoneh Esrei, and then it was, whoops, I've got to say Yalav Yuvoy. But the Master, he doesn't know, did I say or didn't I say? What does he do? The Rimu says, in Tassan Taluch, the Rimu says the person does not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? We don't normally say Yalav Yuvoy. Said, yeah, but it hasn't gone already past 30 days since the last time you did say Yalav Yuvoy in Shmoneh Esrei. There's never more than a 30-day hefsek from the last time you said Yalav Yuvoy, unless you forgot last month also. but there isn't, it's always Rosh Chodesh, every 30 days. And therefore, I have never had a chazuk of 30 days of not saying Yalav Yuvoy in Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, I don't say he has a regilus definitely that he didn't say. And those that the remove Paschim, but definitely Shiva Zuz.
Say 30 times. Say 30 times.
Yeah. That's probably to change a regilis, that we've already said a regilis of 30 days time a certain way. Then we've got to change our regilis. Then we've got to say 90 times, 30 days. We've got to change our regilis. Well, it says the Ramu, hey, we never had a regilis to say it, because we've always had a hefsek in our last 30 days. We've always had a Yalav Yuvoy. This is something I didn't know the Ramu says. I just looked up.
If you missed that one of the tefillahs, you just missed that Yalav Yuvoy.
If you missed that?
Last month, you missed that one of the
tefillahs.
Does that help you with the other
tushmas?
You said that it's still...
No, he just seems to say that since it hasn't gone past the 30 days without having said one of the tefillahs must have said Yalav Yuvoy. It's an unusual person should forget all 3 tefillahs Yalav Yuvoy. But this is the Ramu's halukha. Mishbri brings down Abu B'Shem Asach Echronim that we don't pass like that. That's why maybe it's not so nufit. That's why maybe it's not so known this halukha. Because the Mishbri blat hachruch and Mishbri brings up an Asach Echronim we machme. Like everybody's telling over here, what's high? See, 30 days. Lamas is a person's regilus is definitely not to say Yalav Yuvoy. Therefore, if a person finished Shmoneh Esrei, if a person doesn't know if he said Yalav Yuvoy, he's got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei and he can't make it. But it's interesting to look, we've got some serifim or some other things, that business do as our shit in the Rimu, and the Rimu Shabir brings down Machloikas, therefore he's Mechriya le Kila. Mechriya, sorry, le Chimra, we do have to repeat. The Rimu Shabir adds in a very wichtig point. Very often a person can finish Shmoneh Esrei, and as soon as you finish Shmoneh Esrei, whoops, I don't know if I said Yalav Yuvoy or not, then we say we have to repeat Yalav Yuvoy. Why is a person that's 3 hours late after davening, is thinking back to his morning Shmoneh Esrei, to his morning Shachris, did I say Yalav Yuvoy this morning? can't remember anymore. Stop thinking, did I not say it? So Mishmiras Moilik brings down halacha that if a person's Mesoira Sufik only Kama Shuas after he's finished from Ezra, it's not called a Sufik. As long as he knew beforehand that it was Rosh Chodesh, he knew beforehand that it was a matzah that he has to stay and he has to daven Yalav Yuvay or whatever it was, somebody announced it, somebody does whatever. If he didn't have the Sufik straight away, it's only afterwards, it's not called a real Sufik, and he can take on that he said Yalav Yuvay and he can be mindful. Which sometimes can mean a guy, it's a few hours later very often, whoops, I don't remember what, when and how. Maybe you'd call it Nevin, but that's the Matthias of Mishabir, the Saisish Kansufik, which is a very big thing. Now, what happens if a Chazan forgot Yalav Yuvay? So, normally, in any normal minyan, you won't get very far, right? Yalav Yuvay. People are waiting at the Yalav Yuvay just to see whether he's going to slip the Chashrum. I mean, of course, they don't want a Chashrum to be a Michshul, they shouldn't say Yalav Yuvay. But, Haluk is, if a Shlich Tziva forgets to say Yalav Yuvay, doesn't, if he's still in the middle of Shmina Esther, it goes back to Ritzay. Therefore, it can happen. He said Yalav Yuvay until somebody realized he already managed to get the word Moidim in, which can happen if he's downing very quickly and not everybody's on the ball. By the time, whoops, he said Moidim already. He said the word Moidim, let's go back to Ritzay. If he didn't, if he's after Burkhat Hashem, you can say Oslam de Nichikev. He has the same halukh as we said before. Once he's finished Shmina Esra, he does not need to repeat Shmina Esra because we have a special killer, because of Tircha de Tzibira. You can rely that in Misif we're going to say still about Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Chazan can rely on killer, because of Tircha de Tzibira, Chazan can rely on Misif Shmina Esra that we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh and does not have to repeat again for Zuz Hashem. Baminchi says, I don't remember Baminchi Takwa Laluchu, I think it's only the Neshachris Tak, if you got Neshachris. In Mincha, you'll have a problem, you'll have to go back after Shmoneh Esra. But I'm saying that, so this, I don't remember noticing things, so I've got to look it up. But the Aluchah is like Shachris. Once Vayuchit can rely on this Aluchah, so we just said before, Yuchit has to repeat Shmoneh Esra, it doesn't have this Heta. Once Vayuchit actually ready David Misaf before he realized that he forgot Yalav Yuvay, in order to rely on it, it's going to go on David Misaf. But he went to David Misaf, and then he has a serious Shalah, not one of the Sfakers. He knows definitely that he didn't say Yalav Yuvay anymore in Shachris. So can he rely with Yevon on saying Misaf or not? Shabir ben Drukum Achleikas Apostim, and it's not very clear which way is Machriya. It's Machleikas Achreinim whether with Yevon, if a person already davened Misaf and he knows definitely didn't say Yalav Yuvay b'Shachris, whether he has to daven Shmoneh Esra again. Shabir says that even according to the one says he does have to repeat Shmoneh Esra. Chol Apuches, he has to say a Tanai Tfilas Neduva because it could be he's not Machriya anymore because he already davened Misaf. So this is not an akida that if somebody realizes after Misaf what happened. It sounds odd this Chazan should forget, but I was saying this to somebody about this Salucha. Now yesterday, whatever, he told me he was in not such a Haimish, it wasn't in the middle of nowhere, one of this Kehillas where it's a Balchiva place or whatever, we Makari even. And the person who was down for a moment was the official, the Chushev Yingaman who was meant to be in charge over there. And he made a mistake. He didn't realize it was 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's not like a Haimish Oil Mer. If it was 1 day Rosh Chodesh, he forgot, didn't realize. And he davened, he was davening for a moment, and he forgot to say Yalav Yuvay. And straight after Shmoneh Esra, he said Kaddish. He didn't say Halal either. Well, you don't say Halal, it's not Rosh Chodesh. He finishes Kaddish, and one of the people came over to him, one of the congregants, and says, is it a different type of Rosh Chodesh today that we don't say Halal? Well, it's not Rosh Chodesh. He said, yeah, it's Rosh Chodesh. So I tell you, this thing can happen. It can happen, the person can finish Menesra and not said Yalav Yuvay. So in such a case, he can rely on Misif, which is Zachik. It can happen. And really, the Mechaber brings down another Aitza. By the time a person has to repeat Menesra, there is another Aitza, what the Mechaber brings down in Kiv Chuf Dalet, that instead of repeating Shmoneh Esra, a person should listen to the Shlich Tzibur. So before, a person should listen to Shlich Tzibur from the beginning of the Chazur Seshat to the end of the Chazur Seshat. We're very used to nowadays that the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esra, but yeah, it's Chazur Seshat, it's not. But really, the whole time that there is a Chazur Seshat is to be Mechal, is to be Yoitzer, people who need to daven, who ain't a Vakim B'Tfilusom. We pass in that you can't, a Shlich Tzibur cannot be Moitzi, somebody who is a Vuki. And that's why we don't really know about the Saluchu Bechlal, because Baruch Hashem, it's Dor Daya, and everybody knows how to daven. But therefore, we can't be Yotzu the Chazan. But Mechaber says, in such a type of a case, when a person forgot a Yalav Yuvay, Be'etzim he said the whole Shmoneh Esra, it's only Yalav Yuvay which was missing, he's allowed to Yisoymich on the Tfilas Ashlich Tzibur, and he has to listen to it from the word Buruch until the last word, from beginning to the end, and he has to be Pesaya Gimel Pesias at the end. He has to step back 3 Pesias when he's finished, as if he's davening Manush Mamush and Esrim. The Chazan, every Chazan is being Moitzi the Tzibur. That is a standard. That is a.
He's not Moitzi Mishu there.
He's being Moitzi whoever needs to be Moitzi. That is the whole position of what he's there. Even if he doesn't know it, that's the standard thing what he's there for. That's what certain, once they hear Kaddish Lamusha from the Chazan, somebody's Middle Shmanesra has been quiet, the Chazan says, Kodesh, 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 will automatically leave me Moitzu, whoever wants to be Moitzi. That's his job, that's what he's doing there. So when the Chazan goes and says, you can listen to him from the beginning till the end, and he's Yoitza. Meshbir again brings down that with Lamasa we don't do it, because you've got to be Mechav in every single word that the Chazan says. To do that, you've got to have quite a power of concentration. You've got to have a chazan who knows how to daven. I mean, who says every word clearly, and he says every word loud. So you've got to have a chazan who doesn't go quiet by moedim, which Agad and Shabir brings over here. He doesn't understand how the Balat Tefillah go quiet from the beginning of moedim till whatever it is. But at least 10 people have to hear the chazur sashats. Therefore, you've got to keep on saying it loud. The whole moedim, everything. So therefore, people can't be mechavan the whole thing, and people don't have a difficulty in hearing every word. And he brings down also the Baal Tefillah who swallow up the letters and the words as they fuhn up. So therefore, in Sfi and Zech, aligns Ibn Davana. But again, whatever it is, it's Duat Azach. It's Duat Azach, but see it's from a halucha of being yoytzeh with the chazan. This was in davening. Let's quickly go to benching. Benching, when a person doesn't say Yalav Yuvoy, it depends whether the seed which he ate is a chiv or not a chiv. Therefore, we know on Shabbos, the person forgets to say, it's a chiyuv seder, he has to repeat from us, he has to repeat benching. Shalshidus, it depends, there's a nidin about Shalshidus. Let's talk about Yalav Yuvay. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv seder. The mitzvah laharbis chesider, which happens to be a whole simon of Shechanur, a mitzvah laharbis chesider for Rosh Chodesh. But it's not a chiyuv, it's not ma'akiv. Therefore, one does not repeat benching if one forgets Yalav Yuvay. Masha'in kein on Yom Tov, when we have a chiyuv to eat 2 seders, a person forgets benching. Yalav Yuvay benching, he has to repeat benching. So Machlok, if he remembers the middle of a Toiva Meitiv, where does he go back to? Does he go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Does he go back to Rachim? It's a noise. So if it happens, the person should check up. What is Megaya is that if somebody remembers after he says, Boine Berachim Shlaim Omei, he hasn't started the word Burich, the whole sig in the Yomura, it's Haluch Ekpas and Shechanurich, as a special Bruch which one has to say to be Mashlim the Yalav Yuvay, or to be Mashlim the Ritzay, the same thing. On Yalav Yuvay, I just wrote down the Lushin. Got to say Burich Hatu Hashem Alekeinu Melech Oveilam Shenusan Rosh Chodesh La'amu Yisrua B'Zikurin. Some of the benches have it in. A person chaps himself. He says Boin Rechem Shlaim Omein. Boy says Burich. He says make that Bruch. And if it's Yom Tov, he says Burich Hatu Hashem Alekeinu Melech Oveilam Shenusan Yumim Toivim Yisrua B'Susan El Simcha Es Yom Chag B'Ploini Hazeh Burich Hatu Hashem Mekadosh Yisrua Hazmanim. It's a whole extra Bruch which person gets in Shemoneh Esrei if he forgets Yalav Yuvay. So Mazon Zoychazan Kaim Nishtu Vergessen. As I took Menuch from the Heilige of Hashem, that there was once a Bikiach, somebody who wanted to start up with him and who wanted to check with him, and so he asked about Hashem, what's the Alucha if somebody forgets Yalav Yuvay on Rosh Chodesh? So Hashem said, doesn't know. So after this, he first went away. Talmidim asked him, how you took him? He said, Hashem says, it's not Negaya. I never forget Yalav Yuvay. And this Yidu asked me, even the second time he forgets it also. So it's not Negaya. So on the Zoychazan, time is to forget, and we kind of travel. The Toivim is Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, very nice. But my clear was, if the Shatz in the Shatz of the Yalav Yuvay,